Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The government has allocated a total amount of 7,212 crores and 85 lakh rupees in the financial year 2023-24 under the Nirbhaya Fund. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, said that the total amount released by the ministries and departments and utilized out of the Nirbhaya Fund since inception is around 5,000 crore rupees, which constitute nearly 76% of the total allocation. Lieutenant General P.C. Nair, Director General of Assam Rifles, relinquished command of Assam Rifles and superannuated from military service in a poignant ceremony held at Delhi yesterday. During the ceremony, he laid the wreath at the National War Memorial and floral tributes at the National Police Memorial to pay homage to the brave hearts. A press release from the Assam Rifles stated that this marked the culmination of his illustrious career, spanning 38 years and 11 months, during which he served in Assam Rifles for 11 years. It also maintained that the tenure of General Nair coincided with the Manipur crisis of last 15 months, wherein Assam Rifles performed commendably by stabilizing the situation and providing succor to the affected population. In addition to the numerous outreach initiatives, the institution of Veterans Day on March 23 every year has accorded due recognition to the valiant and singular sacrifices of our veterans. In his farewell address, General Nair reflected on his time in service, expressing pride in the accomplishments of his term and gratitude for the support received from his colleagues, superiors and family. General Nair also extended best wishes to Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, expressing confidence that the force would benefit immensely from his extensive experience in the Northeast. Deputy Commissioner Baron Hiazu Meru encouraged students to set clear goals and study hard for a bright future. Speaking during the orientation program of the college at new site in new district headquarters, Baron yesterday, Meru asked students to be focused on achieving learning and understanding skill and also to prove their competence mental. He also urged and encouraged the lecturers to nurture and play an active role in supporting the overall well-being of the students. In Kerala, the death toll in the landslide-affected Wayanad region has risen to 240. Another 191 persons are reported missing. Relief and rescue workers continued efforts to extricate bodies buried beneath the debris for the second day today. Few bodies recovered were taken to the hospital. Meanwhile, the centre assured to provide all possible assistance and spare no effort for the rescue, relief and rehabilitation following the Wayanad tragedy. Replying to a calling attention in the Lok Sabha yesterday regarding the loss of lives and property due to landslides and floods in various parts of the country, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that in this hour of tragic incident, be it the government or political parties, it is a time to stand like a rock with the government of Kerala and people of the state, especially with the people of Wayanad. The Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, has informed that online nominations for Inspire Manak Scheme 2024-25 have already started from 1st of July. The NBSE said all schools registered under the Inspire Manak Scheme can submit their online nominations till 15th of next month. This scheme is a flagship program jointly implemented by the Department of Science and Technology and National Innovation Foundation India, with a basic objective to instill creative and innovative thinking among school students in the age group of 10 to 15 years and studying in class 6 and 10. Registered schools under the scheme can nominate 5 best ideas from their schools in each financial year through online mode. The schools in e-management of Inspire Manak scheme through the web portal inspireawards-dst.gov.in. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton has greeted the Ao Naga community on the auspicious occasion of Tsingrimang Festival. saying that a pre-harvest festival is celebrated through merrymaking and feasting. He said it is also a time where young and old come out in their colorful attires and take part. On behalf of the state BJP legislators, the Deputy CM conveyed heartiest festive greetings and hope that it is celebrated with joy and happiness. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.